Morning, yeah, definitely looking forward to getting back to Belmont today. And with him, Warrior, he's going really well on the track, so hopefully he does that at the races today.
I know you've gone for the claim, and that's important when these horses get up with such weights, but how's he coming back to the races today?
Yeah, in really good order. His trial form early on in his career was really good. He goes really good fresh, and so we haven't trialed this time in, but we put Holly on to claim the 3 kilos off his back and giving him every opportunity to get out and jump and run, which is what he is. He's just a natural runner. He's actually pretty hard to control. You're best off just letting him roll and do it at his own pace.
I will say he just seems to have a bit of X factor. You mentioned just allowing him to go, but he looks a progressive type, Hayden.
He is. He's a bit hot-headed, and once he fires up, he's hard to calm down. So you're better off just letting him get out there. Let him dictate. He's got that real good early gate speed, so let him get out early, get to the front, and just control the race on his terms.
And you feel just not having the trials an asset for a horse like that anyway? Let him go to the races.
It is. Let him fresh. So he did all his real hard work 2 weeks ago, so he's fit as a fiddle. He's had 3 or 4 good gallops at Lark Hill track. That's all he needs. He's a natural athlete. And, let him get out there and do his thing.
All right, sounds like he's ready to go. What about Frequent Friar in the last today? Can he turn it around going back or going to Belmont for the first time?
Yeah, his form doesn't actually show how he's going. Last time out, he got caught in a box and just couldn't get out. If he had saw a bit of daylight, he would have ran on much better. But, yeah, definitely looking at a better run from him today.
And the barrier two, will that position the horse a little bit closer, you're hoping?
Yeah, we want him a bit closer, but just let him settle wherever he lands. And his key is open him up early, get him rolling early in the about 600 metres out, and let him really wind up the straight.
Don't know how many you're training, Hayden, but you had the winner last week with Frigid, and going back Vogue's Choice. Are you happy with the team that you're training at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. Also getting a leg up from Peter's Investments. They've given me 10 horses to train, so... I've got some of the best horses in the country at the stable at the moment, so it's really good.
I was just going to bring that up, mate. It's a big coup for you, starting to build up and be really in racing all the time now. To have Bob Peters knock on the door, that must have been fantastic.
Yeah, it was a bit of a buzz. Everyone knows the Peters family and the Cerise and White are well known around Australia now, so to have some of those in my stable, super excited.
And, mate, has Frigid gone out for a spell?
She has. That was the plan. Give her a couple of starts. She's still learning as well. Still, she's got that much untapped potential. Best off look after her and bring her back during winter and start again.
Well, mate, good luck today. Races 1 and 9. You're going to have a gap between both of those races, 2 and 9, I should say.
Yeah,
today,
yeah, 2 and 9. We'll be going home and coming back, I think.
No, let's hope it's a good day starting with Wuhan Warrior. Thanks for joining us this morning, Hayden.
No worries. Cheers.